I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
You are listening to the National Obsession, a National League football podcast with me, Charlie Baker, and John Cadogan. Here he is now.
Hello. Hi.
There he is.
It is.
Hi, John.
The National Obsession, episode 140. Hello, Charlie. Hello, obsessives. 140 episodes in. How about that?
Amazing. Can you believe it, John? Think of all the good ones. There was...
Car Park C, that was a good one.
Car Park C, that was an excellent one. Normally the good ones, I think, the really good ones are when we're out and about, John. Not housebound.
Not that there's no reason to listen to this. Don't just turn it off now, obviously.
No, don't wait.
That would be awful.
That would be awful, John. But some people will just fast forward through this bit because they'll just think, get to the bit about football.
To be honest, isn't it? I will kick you off with this. I'm actually lucky to be here.
Oh.
Once again, I've had a near-death experience.
Of course, because you have nearly died this year.
I did nearly die. Well, technically it was last year, I suppose. But I did nearly die this season.
That's what I count as a year, yeah. As you know that.
Yeah. I did nearly die. Scroll back to about episode 120, I'd say, something like that.
Scroll back.
Yeah, have a listen to that. Nearly died. Well, nearly died. I left the office yesterday in London Bridge.
Someone's doing all right.
Bright sunshine as I left the office.
Yeah.
Got down to the underground bike store.
Yeah.
Got my bike out, got out the door at the foot of the shard there. As I walked out, a fork of lightning hit the shard.
No.
Yeah. And I thought, God, it's a good thing it was there. What a good thing it was there.
That could have been you, John.
Bloody hell.
Bloody hell, shard.
bloody hell,
Jesus. Does Jesus control the lightning? I don't know. Who's in charge of the lightning?
Zeus, is it? If we went to Greek mythology,
Zeus.
Yeah, I grudgingly.
I think we played against him in the National League South.
He's one of the tiny keepers. But I grudgingly got on my metal bike in the thunderstorm.
Yes.
And thought, well, I better cycle home. I got absolutely soaked to the bone, absolutely frozen.
John.
Got home, which my other half opened the door and said, "You have remembered you've got a folding bike, haven't you? You could have just got on the train."
This is the thing, John. And then you could have got the corona. So you got all those things.
Got that to weigh up.
But also, John, basic science, John. Basic science. What is the thing that stops you getting electric shock if you wear it on your feet, John? Rubber wellies, isn't it? Rubber wellies. Rubber shoes.
It's quite hard to cycle in rubber wellies.
Yes, but what is on the bottom of your bike, John?
Tyres.
And what are tyres made of, John?
Rubber.
There we are.
And
you're
I was
fine.
Holding rubber handlebars.
You're
I?
Fine, yeah. John.
No, that's
you're
true.
Fine. I don't think anyone's been ever struck by lightning on a folding bike. I don't know. I'm not saying that as fact.
Part of me did want to be hit by lightning because it would be a good story for the podcast. Oh, as long as I survived.
Finally, some content.
I'm just here on Zoom, just sort of smoking.
Imagine if you'd been struck by lightning and then like, suddenly unreal at football, John. Unreal. And every club in the National League tried to sign you. John, imagine that.
Every club?
Every single club, John. Because we cover all the clubs, don't we?
We do.
We do, John. It's what an exciting division it is at the moment, John, the National League. I'm going to say I haven't really thought about it. It's not entered my mind.
Really?
No, I've not even thought about it. I've not been getting up early because of it or anything. Just I'm not thought about the whole league. Because I care about each club.
Yeah, equally.
Equally.
Yeah.
Equally, because we have a National League podcast.
I found it's not weighing on my mind at all. I'm you know, I didn't even watch Notts County Sutton.
Was it?
Yeah, couldn't be.
Oh, that was on. What was the score, John?
I don't know.
All right, well, we'll find out in the news in a minute. Actually, let's find out what's in the podcast.
Well, on this week's podcast, we have got lots of news. As we say, we're treating all clubs equally.
We're
going to go through each one in detail.
Yep.
We've had lots of games.
Lots of games. Some would say it's too many games, John, in the National League.
We had games on Saturday. We had, for some reason, games on Bank Holiday Monday.
Yeah, because it was pretend Easter, wasn't it? It was pretend Easter.
Nobody had Easter. What was the point?
He is risen.
Why didn't they just do them on Tuesday? What was the problem with that?
That is a good point. That is a good point, because you can't have fans in.
Yeah.
So there is... You're absolutely right. What was the actual point, John? That was ridiculous.
140 episodes in, have we stumbled on a good point?
That is an excellent point, John. Yeah. What? No one said that. It's like, why on earth are we doing this? And I mean,
the teams could have all had an extra day's rest.
An extra day off. And it's not like they don't need the rest.
Yeah.
Do you think that was the BT Sport paymasters? No. We need the big game. The fight for the championship.
On the same night as the Champions League semi-final.
PSG v Man City. Biggest game in years. We need it on the same night.
Oh, dear.
Good to see potential champions, like pre-season favourites, Notts County, winning. So I'm assuming they're doing well in the league now as well.
Comes to that. Although speaking of the Champions League, I was watching a bit of Chelsea Real Madrid. And when they were, in a sort of boring moment when the commentator goes, and on BT Sport this weekend, you can see, I think it's Leeds v Spurs or something like that. Completely skipped over the National League. Didn't mention
it. No, I know. And they cover the National League.
Really disappointing.
You know, unbelievable. Do you know what commentators love saying, John, in the Champions League? This is something they absolutely love saying in the second leg on a Champions League game, right? Yeah, if it's 2-1, right? They love it, don't they? They think they love saying it. If it's 2-1 and then the home team scores, the team that's 2-1 up or 1-1, right? They love saying, of course, it doesn't change a thing here this evening.
Really
the away team still needs to score one or two or something. They love saying that,
because
John.
Because then you've got to do maths. You've got to go.
I know. It's like they're performing a magic trick. Oh yes.
Oh yeah, you're right.
Like they've been saying that for like 20 years. We know. We know. Stop saying it. It doesn't change anything, of course. It does change it a bit.
A little bit.
A tiny bit.
Elsewhere.
Doesn't change anything, of course.
On the podcast.
Shut up.
That doesn't change anything, of course. Don't know who that is. Not sure.
John. Who was that, John?
Don't know.
Who was that impression of?
Just a random voice. Just came to me.
Lovely, okay. Yeah.
I think we're going to hear from John Pemberton as well. I think he's made his way back from the Suez Canal. He's got himself out of that little sticky spot and he's got himself a new job.
Back in sport, I hear, John. I'm interested to find out.
So I hear. I'm interested to know what that is. We might have some letters. You never know.
You never know, John. And, or Ray Charles will be joining us.
And that's about it, isn't it?
That's it. It's a very short week. There's not a lot going on, obviously. It's very much fizzling out the season.
Isn't any feel it's just coming to a very sad conclusion? Just
fizzling out. What is the word fizzle, John?
Fizzle?
We say fizzling out.
Yeah.
Why is something fizzle? Is that the end of a fire? Are we going with fizzle?
Fizzle.
Where does the word? Can you Google fizzle, please, John, and tell me where it comes from?
Is it onomatopoeia?
I don't think so. It's, I don't know. It's just a fizzling out.
Fizzle.
You say it, don't you?
Yeah.
Lethal fizzle.
This is a really odd word, Nate. Fizzle.
I have Lethal Bizzle's phone number in my phone, John.
Do you? What's the strangest? Is it? While I'm looking this up, what is the strangest number you have in your phone?
Lethal Bizzle's,
is
John.
It Lethal Bizzle?
I would say Lethal Bizzle's phone number.
Why have you got Lethal Bizzle's phone number?
I did a run through of a show for Channel 4 back when I was popular and had potential. and Lethal Bizzle was on it, and I really made him laugh for some reason. Really, really made him laugh. As you can imagine, me and the grime artist. Really got it. Really got on. Really made love. No, he gave me his number, John.
Call me.
Be friends. Lethal Fizzle. That's my Lethal Bizzle tribute act.
Tribute act.
It just sort of, we do one song and then it just sort of goes out very slowly. Just, you don't remember, just sort of creep off stage.
Fizzle. 1530s.
Okay.
To break wind without noise.
There we are, so isn't it? Lovely.
Etymology online.
That can't be right. Yeah. Fizzle out.
Yeah.
Comes from breaking wind, silent but deadly.
I suppose that, you know, that it's sort of a fizzling out, isn't it? All right, fizzle out a bit.
I suppose. Do you know what? I'm thrilled to know that,
it's
John.
Good,
I think
isn't it?
This, if nothing else, this episode has provided the Lethal Fizzle, which is a silent but deadly. It's a brilliant, brilliant name.
It all works.
And the season fizzling out,
yeah,
isn't it? It's just the National League season nearly over, nothing happening. Yes, go on then, John. Give us some news.
Right, some news, shall we, from Saturday. Let's get back to Saturday. It was Altrincham 1, Notts County 1.
Ooh. Birchnell, hot young manager, that Birchnell. John,
really like
and
him.
I really like him, and I really think people should get behind him. He's doing a fantastic job there.
Well, you call for people to put some respect on his name.
Well, they should.
Very good.
They should, John. That he's doing a great, great job. They've sacked their... I saw they've sacked the assistant manager at Notts County. Isn't that right,
and
John?
Probably rightly so, Maurice Ross.
If what he said is what he said, then he should be never allowed back in football ever again.
Absolutely disgusting.
So he's gone. Yeah. So, but really, he was holding Birchnell back, John.
I think so. What you've seen since is a new lease of life for me in Birchnell, who is developing into one of this country's hottest properties in
really
football management.
Really is. He's holding is very much the you with me on this Birchnell. I'm really holding you back on this National League podcast.
It was Barnet 0, Dagenham 2. So Dagenham suddenly out of nowhere are on a
form.
Flying run.
They're form, John, and they can get into the playoffs.
They are,
Who have they got to play next? Boom. Not next. Who have they got to play? Boom. Stockport.
Well, there we go. A few weeks ago, looking at Stockport's running, we said that was a guaranteed Stockport 3 points.
Yes,
but I'm not so sure anymore.
Not if they win, if Dagenham win Saturday, they are proper shithouses as well.
Yeah.
And this is the season of shithouses. And Dagenham are shithouse FC. You got to respect them for that. Put a bit of respect on their name, John. I've learnt that phrase.
It's good. I really like it. It's quite sort of threatening at the same time.
It's like I'm being nice, but also threatening to stab you at the same time, John. So we need to put a bit of respect on Dagenham and Redbridge's name, because boosh, they've won a lot of games this season, John, haven't they?
Yeah.
Out of the blue.
Yeah.
That you wouldn't have expected them to win.
Done the double over a few teams.
John.
Yeah.
In the whole of the National League.
Yeah.
So, yeah, good luck to Dagenham. Let's put some respect on their name.
Halifax,
lovely.
Halifax 0, Stockport 1. So Stockport picking up another 3 points. Obviously, Pete Wilde, the Halifax manager, busy. What time of year is it? It's May's probably revising, wasn't he?
Yeah. I think, that goal came right at the end of the first half, didn't it, for Stockport? And I expect that Pete was handing his homework in.
It was.
Because he has to hand it in so he can do the half-time team talk. So I expect he has to just leave with 2 minutes to go. And what minute did Stockport score, John?
They scored in the 44th minute.
There we are, you see. Yeah. So Pete will have been off. The kids will have looked round, wonder where their student teacher is. and they just started messing about because he wasn't there.
It was Kingsland 0, Maidenhead 0, utterly pointless.
Oh, what a pointless game. Although, Maidenhead, John, you know they're going to throw Spanner in the works somewhere. I'll tell you who Maidenhead will 100% beat. Put your money on it. Sutton United. Ooh. Put your money on that, John. Because agent Devonshire and agent Nathan Blissett, if he's fit, will step up.
We should probably catch up with agent Devonshire at some point.
Yeah, we should, actually.
Season.
That's a good idea. That's a good idea. Maybe before that Sutton game, we
season
need to,
comes to an end.
See how he's getting on.
Mm. Sutton 3, Aldershot 1.
Boom.
So the Shot's playoff hopes, thin as they were, are probably over.
Did you know Danny Searle has never managed a whole season, John?
Really?
No.
Is that true?
That is true. He's whenever he joins, it stops, it's stopped, or he's left before it's ended, or he's never managed a whole season. So fingers crossed for this one.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Full of. Listen, John, I know about the complete National League.
Some stuff this
week. I'm encyclopedic.
It was Wealdstone 0, Yeovil 2.
Come on, Yeovil.
Yeah, come on, Yeovil. Woking Yeovil. 2, Weymouth 4. I mean, Woking truly have given up. I'd like to actually start a new game, actually. You can maybe on each fixture just tell me this. New feature, have they given up or are they just shit?
I think
Woking.
Well, a lot of injuries, John. A lot of injuries, Woking, of course. No Kretschmar, which, of course, is there. Is it Kretschmar? Is that how you say his name?
Yeah, Kretschmar.
I'm saying it like a sort of... Whenever I say Max Kretschmar, it reminds me of like a 70s folk singer for some reason. I don't know why. In that sort of that Bob Dylan vein, you know, that I don't know why. That
I always
sort
think,
of...
isn't it a Jewish type of music? Isn't it called Kletschmar?
Oh, is it? A Kletz? That's what
that's
I'm thinking
of. That's what I always
it?
Think of.
That's what I'm thinking of, isn't it? That's what it's ringing a bell with me there. Yeah. Max Kretschmar. I like Max Kretschmar. Very, very good player. But let's hope he's back because, I mean, next Tuesday night, Woking are on the telly. To Sutton,
yeah.
I mean, that's going to be unbelievable, John.
Well, it's well, you say
because they are proper. They are proper dog. Let's I tell you what. Who will get on next week, John? On next week's pod, after they've been on the telly, is old Andy from Woking.
Yeah, do you have a chat with Andy from Woking?
Let's have one. Who describes himself on his Twitter bio as an old queen following the cards?
Really?
Yes.
The Queen of Hearts.
The Queen of the Cards.
Oh, I like that a lot. That's good. and going back to that, have they given up or are they just shit?
Yes.
Wealdstone 0, Yeovil 2. Wealdstone, have they given up? I think they've given up.
I don't think they've given up. They've furloughed all their players, haven't they? This is the thing. It's so skewed.
Yeah.
So skewed, John.
It's completely
skewed. They've furloughed all their players. Like, they're playing the kids. There's no surprise here. But they did well holding on first half.
Yeah, no, that's very true.
Very, very good.
Woking 2, Weymouth 4. Wrexham 2, Solihull Moors 1. So Wrexham still in the fight there.
Yeah.
And Hartlepool 3, Chesterfield 1. That game was on the telly. One of the goals for Hartlepool was an own goal from Chesterfield's Joseph Yarny. Or is it pronounced Laurel?
Laurel.
Do you remember that? Yeah. It was that Twitter thing. What do you are you hearing, Laurel?
Oh,
or
yes.
Yarn? Or
I don't remember that, John, but you've you've just reminded me of it.
Is that thing on social media? What
I'm
do you
pleased
hear?
You've re- I'm yeah. pleased you've reminded me of it because I think no one else remembered that. But are you hearing Laurel or Yarny?
Yeah.
Which one were you?
I can't remember. Which one were it was you so hearing? Long ago.
Perhaps you could play that in, John. Now that would be good if you can find that.
Yeah.
Now or just me going Laurel. Yarny.
I bet it's on the
Yarny.
It's on YouTube. Do you want me to Laurel?
Laurel.
Or
Yarny.
Yarny.
Laurel. 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 That is never Laurel.
No, I'm hearing Laurel.
You're not.
Yeah.
I'm hearing Yarny.
See?
It is a good thing.
It's good, isn't it?
I'm hearing maybe hearing? I wonder if it's yeah, let us know at Natob's Pod.
Yeah.
I wonder, yeah, that is a good thing, John, isn't it?
On to Monday, the random bank holiday Monday. Said
yes.
That didn't need
good,
to
though.
Be.
Good to let the fans in.
it was Bournemouth. But look, haven't we had enough? Do we need bank holidays this year, by the way?
I know, well, this is the thing. Oh, good, thing? Right. Oh, another day to get through.
Another
okay,
one just
yeah,
to tick
sure.
off. Okay. All right.
Lovely.
Borenwood 5, Kings Lynn 1. So Kings Lynn dispatched. I mean, considering
come on, you Lynnettes
as well, the draw specialists. Yeah. It's quite something.
Of course. Well, they've got a good forward line, John. So, you know, they should have done. If anything, Borenwood for me are massive underachievers this year.
Huge
massive
underachievers. But they have just given their manager a new 2-year contract. So there you go.
Well, good. They love it. They love a draw.
They do. Kings Lynn, are they shit or have they just given up?
I think sometimes maybe good, sometimes maybe
it was Bromley 1, the Hartlepool 0, which was a great result. Jude Arthur's winner for Bromley.
Get in. Hey, Jude. Hope you're injured on Saturday.
Good old Jude Arthur's.
Good old Jude Arthur as well.
I mean, I don't know why we're getting so, happy.
Not bothered.
About it. It
not
doesn't
bothered.
Really matter either
doesn't
way
matter.
To us. But,
doesn't matter either way. It's good the season, as we there. Say, is fizzling out.
Dagenham 3, Woking 1. So well done, Woking. You got a goal.
Very well done, Woking. Who scored, John? Do you know?
It was, I did look it up earlier, Ashford. Sam Ashford.
Oh, Ashford and Simpson. We've done something on Ashford and Simpson before. Surely.
One
solid.
Woking are
very
solid,
solid player. He's solid.
Hey, Agent Alan Devonshire. Good result for them. Maidenhead 2, Wrexham 2. So
very good. Very good. Finding some form.
Sully Holmes 4, Altrincham 0. I mean, how badly have Altrincham fallen away? Really
they were
badly.
Close, weren't they? They were up there or thereabouts.
Time,
and then.
They really dropped like a stone.
Till the last game of the season when they'll find massive form, score hundreds of goals.
I don't know who they're playing.
I don't know. That's where my bit of knowledge just disappears.
Look that up. Stockport 4, Wealdstone 0.
Come on.
Wealdstone have got a striker called Low Everton. It sounds like someone in the Old Testament discovering Goodison Park. And Low Everton.
And Low he came to us.
His full name is Sonny Blue Low Everton.
Wow. Yeah.
Picked a load of words out of a hat, just stuck
Blue.
Them together.
Must be an Everton fan. Must be from. Sonny look Blue, him up, Low John. Everton. Betty's from the Wirral or something.
No, he's from Watford.
No, Blue. Is he?
Yeah. Sonny Blue, Low Everton.
Low, how are we spelling Low? L-O-W?
They're just L-O, hyphenated.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Low.
Yeah.
Well, there we are. Sonny
pledges
Low.
Pledges his allegiances to Scotland.
Does he?
Yeah.
Looking, that's the Blue. The Blue of Scotland. So he's trying to get in there. Low Everton. Clive Everton, of course. Who was that, John? He was a... Everton was a commentator, wasn't he, John?
Oh, yes.
Commentator.
Welsh commentator. He did commentate on the Snooker. He was a
Snooker
player. Yeah.
Oh, right. Okay. What, did he ever commentate on Champions League football, John? So I don't know if you know about...
So.
Champions League football. If you are like 1-1 with an away goal, it doesn't matter if you score. It stays.
Really
it's the same.
Anything.
Doesn't change anything, John.
Weymouth 0, Barnet 2, and Yeovil 0, Halifax 3.
Ooh, there we are. That's it.
And then Tuesday night, Notts County 3, Sutton 2.
That was an amazing game.
Yeah.
Really, really great game. All the players looked absolutely knackered. Just like so slow and so tired, like oh gosh, like really, really tired. So they get, getting towards the end of the season, it's fizzling out. People are just exhausted, especially Sutton, who are part time. They've got loads of games in no days. You know, the legs have gone. The legs have gone, John.
So the table is thus. I mean, in the playoffs, Sutton, Stockport, Hartlepool, Halifax, Wrexham, and Bromley.
Yeah,
that is the playoffs.
Yeah, and what's below? Who's below them, John? Because about three teams below them. Yeah,
a point behind Notts County, 2 points behind Chesterfield, so they could still get there. And their manager's got an equation and everything.
Oh God,
he's done the maths.
James Rowe, this new breed of managers who have learned it in a book. I know he played the game a bit, but they seem to think sports science is the only way. And what happens is that chairman go, oh look, he's got a. He's got a book and he can point at numbers.
Final third entries.
Oh my God, don't go into that. is that what third base is, John? I never know what the bases are in American films. Is that final third entry? Okay.
And then you got Eastleigh just outside as well. Dagenham, yeah. who are actually on the best form of anybody.
They're coming.
Five straight wins. They could just about get there. And then
come on, you Daggers.
Maidenhead in 12 are 9 points out of the playoffs. They've probably they've got two games in hand though, so they might be able to do it.
You never know. You never know, John. Yeah, but you never know.
Probably going to Dagenham in 11th, who could still get there.
You know, look, it's as the Sutton United fan Gandemonium on Twitter. It's very, very funny.
Hey,
very,
like
very,
them, good. Very good.
Very like, very good lads. They call it the Bastard League, which is which is exactly what it is. It's the Bastard League. And it is, you can't, as Nigel Adderley told us last week, you can't get out of it. You know, we friend of the show is friend of the podcast is what's his name? Lloyd Griffith.
Yes.
And Terry Alderton. And Grimsby and Southend have just come down from the EFL.
We should probably catch
they are
up with
both
them at some point,
they are both absolutely gutted, John.
I bet.
But Lloyd, because he knows how hard it is to get out.
Yeah.
But
and Terry's never been here before, haven't they?
Hasn't got a clue what he's about
What's
to get
coming?
Into. I said, get comfy, Terry. Get comfy. And the biggest advice I could give him was don't think you're too big for it.
Yeah.
Because no one's too big for it. As a lot of teams are finding out this season. Unbelievable. It's a brilliant league. This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
This is the National Obsession. Now, I'm thrilled to be able to bring onto the podcast a proper football man, a real football man, a football manager. He's had various other business interests, and he's in the travel game. He's in all sorts of... And I'm thrilled to be able to tell you he's back in sport, and here to tell us all about it is John Pemberton. Hello, John.
Yes, hello. Yes, it's John Pemberton here, former Chesterfield, former opening spell for Crystal Palace in the Premier League. Northampton Town assistant manager left them in a better place than they were when I went in. That is for sure. I mean, yeah, they've got relegated, but that's by the by, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
That's just the way it's going for us. And then, of course, last time we spoke, I blocked the Suez Canal. That all got sorted not long after we spoke.
Through no fault of your own, John. Through no fault of your own.
That can happen. You know, as we said, massive sandstorm blew us off course. You know, the rest is history. But I was on my way back, heading back towards the UK, when I got a call from India.
Okay. I mean, it's pretty terrible situation over there at the moment, isn't it?
Well, I didn't know that at the time, you know.
Oh, right.
And that hadn't become clear at that point. I got a call saying, you know, with your extensive sort of sporting knowledge and experience, would you like to come and manage an IPL franchise?
Oh, right.
One of the, you know, cricket teams, 2020 cricket.
Oh, right. And were they paying for you to do that, John, or were you putting in money to the franchise at all? Or?
No, I'd invested an awful lot of money. You know, I don't really want to say exactly how much, but needless to say, it's a lot of money. And, brand new franchise, the Go and Go Getters.
All right. Oh, great. Great
out
stuff.
There, you know, new team for this year.
Yeah.
All the players and everything, all sorted, got the players, built a ground from scratch.
Joffre Archer you signed, didn't you? Did you sign Joffre Archer?
Yeah, we got Joffre in there. It was all going very nicely.
Never actually played Joffre because of his arm.
I know, that's just a bit of bad luck. You know, that can happen. Got the kit. Look, I've tried on lots of different kits. Chose a nice kit for us.
Okay.
Did all the advertising, sponsorship, the lot.
Yeah. You were paying for that, were you, John? We were thinking you'll get that back at the end of the season.
Hundreds of thousands, but you know, as I say, it's all money that I was going to get back. You know, the IPL has a lot of money there.
Yeah, yeah.
It's all going to be absolutely fine, no problems. And,
So how's it going? How's the season going?
You know, again, you know, the way things are running for us, it's, you know, you can't believe it, but the league's been suspended.
Right. I mean, that can happen, can't it? That can happen.
You know, there's 400,000, all of a sudden, you know, I get here and there's 400,000 COVID cases a day.
Yeah.
So, you know, and that's
seems just, a lot. It seems like you could have
falling for us.
Seems like you could have, before you put the money in and got involved in the new franchise. I mean, is there anyone else involved in this franchise, or is it? See, you seem to be doing a lot of it, choosing the kit, doing all the publicity, putting all the money in. Did you know who you were talking to before it started, or?
Well, you know, I can't lie. You know, when I got here, I was expecting to see a few more people around the place.
Yeah.
You know, helping out. You know, a few more sort of backroom staff. But you know, look, I've been at Chesterfield. I've been all over the place. I'm used to working on, you know, working by myself.
Yeah.
You know, that's not a problem for me. That's you know, very much in my skill set. But no, that's just the way it's fallen for us.
Yeah, and it's a shame
as well. I had, you know, my protege who's taken over at Chesterfield, James Rowe. I was going to bring him in as head of data and sports science.
Sure, sure.
He's going to tell us all about, you know, final third entries and all that sort of stuff. And then now that's
I suppose that's the ball hitting the stumps, isn't it? I suppose the final third entry in cricket is hitting the stumps. That's what you've got to try and achieve. Did you ever actually meet Jofra Archer?
No, I didn't. I never met any of the players. It was a little bit odd, actually, to be honest. I tried to call Jofra numerous times. Number just didn't want to connect. I just assumed it was, you know, it's a problem out here in India, trying to, call, you know, different numbers on my SIM card, whatever.
I
never met any of the players. It's like I say, it's not ideal, but I'm used to working in tough scenarios, you know, trying to battle against the odds, teams with... you know, who aren't expected to do much like Chesterfield. I'm well used to it, but that's just the way it's going for us. But you know, it's all right. You know, I've had to give up on the IPL franchise.
Okay.
I'm probably not going to see my money either. It's all good experience. All stuff you can chalk up to experience.
I suppose that's just how it's going at the moment.
I actually got a call this morning, and I think I might have got my next job already lined up. The First Minister of Jersey. They're looking for an opening, and particularly, you know, they sold it to me. You know, you've got great electricity coming from France.
sure,
great
fantastic.
Sort of, you know, utilities like that.
Yeah,
you know, loads of fishing opportunities as well. So I'm thinking I might head there next.
Yeah, but so, well, look, just John, just look into stuff a little bit before. Obviously, I'm not giving you any advice because you're obviously a grown man, you know, and I know you're an experienced manager and. But just look into stuff a little bit before you get involved. But that's not for me to say, John. You know, have a great look. And also, it's suspended, isn't it? The IPL, it's not cancelled.
It's not cancelled. You know, it might again before it actually resumes. I might try and touch base with a few of the players. You know, just to actually check we got some. But you know, that's team building. That's pre-season. That's, you know, assembling squads. It's all in my wheelhouse. So no problems. Yeah, it's just the way it's going for us at the moment. But I'm confident. In Jersey, I've got a great,
good luck with it and the electric.
The backing of the people. You know, we've got a great opportunity to do something there.
Fantastic. Okay, John Pemberton, thank you for joining us on the National Obsession.
No problem.
The National Obsession.
You are listening to the National Obsession, and it's time for letters from a listener. Any letters, John?
No letter today.
Oh.
Isn't time for letters from a listener.
Wow. The first. The first blank of the season.
I know, we've
fizzling out, John.
Blanks. We are fizzling out.
We're fizzling out. It's just how it goes. So there we are. So that's the end of this week's.
Are we blaming the social media boycott for that?
Why not? As I said on the radio on Monday, social media boycott sounds like Jeff Boycott's nephew.
I've just got on TikTok. Social media boycott.
Here I am, just doing
the Instagram live.
my mother's pinny. Just doing the ice bath challenge.
Treat me at stick of rhubarb.
There he is. Okay, well, there we are. Look, if you want to get in touch with us, do. Nothing from Mark Hepworth. They obviously lost again at the season. If you want to get in touch with us towards the end of the season, we've got three to go, John. Three episodes to go towards the end of the season. Maybe four. Who knows? Do get in touch. What's the email address, John?
It's nationalobsession@gmail.com. What do we want Laurel or Yanni?
And also... But we have had loads of tweets and stuff like that, so it's always very nice.
Yes.
Thing is, no one emails these days, John.
They don't. You know, it's long form, isn't it? That's just how
it goes. It's up to people. If they don't want the letters section, they're going to have the letters section. It's up to them. We don't make the letters up. It's the thing, like some podcasts I could mention.
Ooh.
There we are. So there we are, John. That's it for another lovely week.
Yeah.
Good luck to all the National League clubs.
All of them.
On Saturday and next Tuesday. And the following Saturday. Good luck to all of them, John. Every single one, because we cover all the National League on this podcast, don't we, John?
We do.
On the ice.
Come on, you yellows.
Come on, you yellows!
Nearly managed it.
Nearly, John. Nearly.
Nearly managed kept the whole episode.
Kept it in. Kept it in. Them. Gary Johnson's Yellow Army. I cannot cope. On the ice.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.